Hi, this is Jamie. This is Lighting. I always mess up on that. Hi, this is Jamie. This is Lighting the Way Through the Fog. I entitled it Lighting the Way Through the Fog. I almost couldn't say that right because what we have right now astrologically happening is, well, we just had the new moon, which was the sun was conjunct. Honestly, if you don't know what the new moon is in astrology, it's when the sun and the moon form a conjunction, which is they are literally like right on top of each other. And what that means is those two energies are combined. So we have the sun of like, here I am, and the moon of like this intuition stuff. So it's kind of like when the new moon comes, we have like, we get insights about like our higher, I think our higher, our highest purpose. And then I think the full moon is where we exercise those intuition. Well, I shouldn't say intuition. It's more like, well, yeah, I mean, if you really look at the word intuition, it's into you. So, given that, like, when you do, you're basically the full moon allows you to exercise your fullest potential, I think. But like I was saying, we just had a new moon, and that energy carries over for about 30 days. And so within that 30 days, it's sort of like where we're starting new things, and we're coming to our highest. We can use it as, especially with the moon in Virgo now. Virgo is all about like, you know, separating the wheat from the chaff. So it's sort of like about finding our highest purpose and working towards that. So I think that's what this new moon is about, is us really finding a higher purpose. And interestingly enough, it's directly opposite Neptune. And so with that, you have like, you either have two things. You either have one, you have like people really getting in touch with their spirituality and being very like open and loving and compassionate, or you have the opposite where people are getting really messed up on drugs, they're really lost in space kind of thing. Because Neptune rules like nebulousness and sort of like the other side, and you know, it's like a double-edged sword. You know, like it could be like saying it could be this very spiritual kind of like literally. Okay, that's a good point. It could be like you know, like representing like a priest or like a nun or like a prostitute. You know, like a seductive prostitute, you know, and she's like, you know, she looks at all the men really kind of like seductively, and that's kind of where Neptune could be sometimes. And then, or it could be the opposite where it's, you know, like, oh, I just want to bring love and joy into the world. I want to just give to all who are here, you know. And if you're like, have like prominent Neptune in chart, you really feel this transition. And like what I was kind of getting earlier, like intuitively, was that this is really a time where all of us as spiritual beings, people that are more spiritual, are really starting to step into our power and to our higher purpose. Because this world is really about to change really rapidly. Like literally, as I just said that, I got serious chills. And earlier, I'm like, I kind of communicate with the Pleiades sometimes, and they were telling me something like, things are really about to shift quickly, you know, like we got, you know, there's these things like, you know, the election's coming up for the presidential election. We may have our first female president, which I don't know how you feel about politics or anything about Hillary in particular, but just the fact that we're going to have a female person in power is amazing because, and I'll get to your calls pretty soon, having a female in power really kind of shows symbolically that the feminine is coming back into power. And that's really beautiful because, you know, it not only does it empower women more, but it also brings our intuition up, our higher calling up, and just that the love and the compassion part of ourselves that we may have not been exercising because all of this, like, you know, like accumulation of like, we have to get money and we have to survive. We have to put the bacon on the table and, you know, we have to get money, 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 money. You know, it's going to be more about just helping out somebody, really giving from your heart. And nothing else matters. I really think this is really a point in our history where we're really starting to realize that only love matters. There is only love. There's nothing else but love. And if you're in a place where you can't see that, it just means that you need to love. You need to love yourself more, or you need more love in your life. And all you have to do is just say, and it really starts with thanking, like being thankful. Just, you know, say you're just having a hard time. There's a lot of stuff going on. You know, you're having a hard time, I don't know, paying your bills, or, you know, you're not really having much support or feedback from other people. Just thank yourself. Just be thankful that you have yourself. Just really thank yourself for that. Just say thank you. I'm so glad that I'm here for myself, you know. And if you commit to that, which we all will eventually, it won't matter what somebody says or does or anything. Anything outside you will not matter whatsoever, because all that you'll realize is that you are love in a physical body experiencing this dimension. And even the fact of this dimension will disappear when we are as centered in our beings as we possibly can. This dimension disappears and we see everything else. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, this is just a process of us finding our highest purpose. And with that being said, I'll see if we have any callers. Hello? 312, hello? Hello, 312, hello?
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 Hi. 312.
Hi. Sorry about that.
No, it's not you, it's me. I haven't used Blog Talk in a long time. So how can I help you today? First of all, what's your name? What's your name?
Sure. My name's Karen, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay, how can I help you?
My question is that if you see me getting either a part-time or a full-time job?
I don't know why I'm getting this, but I feel like for some reason there's some kids that need your help. They need your support for some reason. For some reason, like, I'm getting, like, it's really important for some reason. Like, this child really needs your support. I don't know why. It just feels like really important to me. I don't know why I'm getting that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. I have a nephew that's coming in next week. Yes,
oh,
to visit.
That makes sense. I kind of think you will get a part-time job. It just feels like, I don't know, because it's funny, honestly, like, lately when I've been reading for people, I get so much more than just what they're asking. It's like, you know, but I'm getting also is that this is really a time for you to really ground yourself, and a time for you to really find your balance and your center. I really feel like this is really something that's really important for you right now. And I feel like a gentleman will help you find a job for some reason. I don't know what that means exactly, but I do. Okay, you know what's funny? I kind of see you doing, like, working at a call center. At a call center. Have you done that work in the past?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of feel like, you think you might... Maybe it would be, like, medical billing or something like that. It might not be telemarketing. I feel like it would be more, like, customer service. So, yeah, I feel like the relationship with this nephew is going to be really kind of paramount to you and really, really important for the both of you. You feel like you really need each other right now. So.
Okay. Do you see any extra money coming in, like, to help pay some bills? Like, I'm about $300 short.
Right. And I feel like that might be the guy that got another guy I'll help. I do. I feel like somehow, some way, it's going to happen. And I feel like it's funny. What I feel about is when your nephew comes in, it feels like you start to have a lot more faith in life. I feel like he really will help you find your, like, hope and faith again. For some reason, it just feels like, I don't know, that's what it kind of get. So.
Do you see that?
And overall, I feel like, you know.
Lending me the money?
That might be very well what happens. But, yeah, I mean, overall, I feel like things are really starting to turn around. I think by the end of the year, you're going to feel a lot more balanced. I feel like maybe you haven't been so balanced, and maybe this is why I'm picking up that you're going to find this balance.
Okay.
So, yeah. You know, so you're really growing. You're really growing. You know? And we all need challenges to grow, so.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Was there anything else?
So do you see it maybe a short-term project or a job is coming?
Yeah, I think it won't be anything like permanent. I think it'll be just be to kind of like find your footing or something. I don't know why. I honestly feel like you're going to be taken care of by a guy. I feel like maybe you might meet a guy and then he'll really help you out a lot. And maybe you won't even really, that's what I get. I get like the sense of like, you won't really have to work. I don't know why I keep getting that, but I almost feel like maybe if you work, it's going to be really easy or something like that. I just get the sense of like this easiness is coming for you. Like this kind of like, okay, I guess it's been so hard for so long. It's kind of like now you're getting like this, you know, this
yes.
moment, you know. So,
yeah. Okay, well, I do know of a gentleman who's like that. He kind of helps me out every once in a while. So, I hate to go to him, but maybe I have to.
Yeah, if you have to, you have to.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much. Makes sense.
Thank you.
Makes sense.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, everybody. Hold on a second. Hello, 919?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Mykeisha.
What's your name?
I'm from North Carolina. Mykeisha?
Oh, hi, Mykeisha. Hi.
From North
Carolina. Can I have your birth date, actually? What's that?
Sure. I'm from North Carolina. My birthday is
okay.
March 26th.
Okay. All right. And how can I help you?
Just, well, more likely it's just a love question.
Uh-huh.
I'm in a frustrating kind of relationship with somebody, and I'm trying to figure that out.
I don't know, for some reason all of a sudden I'm getting like this aunt or grandmother coming through. Like she like was real supportive and like she just would just always be there for you, I feel like. And like real strong energy. You know, she's a strong person that, you know, you knew when she was in the room. I feel like she would like to wear purple. And she, you know, was man, I don't know. Like, one of those people that you can't help but pay attention to. Like, she gets your attention, you know. Does that make sense to you? Does it sound like someone you knew?
Well, I mean, I don't know about the purple, but I did have a grandmother that I adored.
Right.
It was my dad's mom, but she passed. So, yeah.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah. So.
Yeah, she's definitely
but,
with you.
I'm glad. I think so. I think she's asking all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, she has a strong energy, you know. I mean, immediately I was like, whoa, okay. And you know what? Honestly, she's trying to tell me, like, I feel like maybe this guy isn't for you. I feel like maybe that's what she's trying to say is, like, just find somebody else. It's like kind of like almost like she's like, come on now. I think that's what she's trying to tell you. He's like, come on now. Like, he's not getting his act together. you know, does that sound right?
I don't know. I don't know. I doubt we had like, a pretty strong connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if giving his name will help, but his name is Steve.
It might.
But
yeah, Steve.
Yes.
Steve. Can you give me his birthday?
January 29th.
Okay. I don't. I feel like he's got other things going on, and.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He's busy.
Is he in school?
Oh no, but he's a busy man.
Okay.
Very busy guy.
Yeah. I don't know why he's getting to school, but maybe he'll be going back to school. I don't know. He's just really, really distracted, and I don't think he really, maybe he doesn't even mean to be the way he is, but he's just, you know, it's like, and I almost feel like it too, it's like, you know, like, what do you really want? You know, like, do you want somebody, I mean, you know, I'm saying like, yeah, you have a great connection and everything, maybe you could just stay friends, but I mean, just like, it depends on what you want, and ultimately, I kind of feel like, ultimately, yeah, I feel like you guys will part ways, but I kind of feel like you might stay friends. I don't necessarily feel like you'll just end everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's not like a jerk or anything. He's I don't know, he's off in another world, I guess.
That's what
is that wrong?
No.
Or am I absolutely right? I don't know.
No, that makes sense in some ways. He does. He has a cocky attitude, so it does sound like him. And he does have that, like, feel like people, if they don't know him, they'll be like, oh, he's a jerk. But,
he doesn't mean to be that way. Yeah. I think you know that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what he shows to me, or have shown to me, he can be a sensitive guy, and you know,
mm-hmm.
but he's definitely a busy person. What do you see, just in general, for me in September going on?
I feel you're becoming more and more liberated. I get the sense of, like, you're spreading your wings, and... for some reason, I'm feeling like you're going to be moving within this next year. Maybe not necessarily a big move. Maybe it'll just be a little move. And I do feel like you'll be seeing someone else. I think by the end of next year, you'll be seeing someone else. Overall, I feel like you're getting everything together. I feel like... this next year is about getting everything together and sort of like really finding who and where you're going. It's really kind of about new beginnings, I guess. You know, funny enough is that next year we're in a year one. You know, like all the digits in the year add up to a number, and one is of new beginnings. So it totally makes sense. Like, is what I've been feeling for a lot of people is like, we're all going through this point of, like, we're ending all this stuff in the year 9, right? Now we're in year 9. Next year it'll be like, oh, we're beginning everything, number one, you know, 1 year, fresh start, you know? And, you know, so it's like, yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like I feel like more education for you in some way. I don't, maybe not necessarily you'll be going back to school, but I feel like next year will be a year where you're going to learn a lot about yourself. In particular, I think, and more about the world around you. I think what you're going to be learning is more about, like about boundaries, I think. And it's not in a bad way, just I think about where you stand and others are, sort of like a discernment, you know, that maybe you're really empathic and maybe you feel that people's energies. So maybe this next year will be like, this is where I am, this is where they're at. So now I'm, like, clear, so...
All right. I think that's it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, 203.
Yeah, hi. My name is Anne. I'm calling you from Connecticut.
Hi. How can I help you?
I'm taking bits and pieces out of all your readings. Lately, I've had a thing where friends, some of them longtime friends, things are like falling away. So I'm sort of reading that means that new people that are more compatible are coming in. I wanted to see what you saw about, you know, just female friends, just regular friendships, and maybe even a romantic thing coming, you know, male, anything that you see on that line.
Yeah, I feel like you're going through, like, a cleansing period where you're kind of, like, seeing, like, you know, how do you want to have, like, a friend within your life? How do you want that to be? And you know, where are you at within yourself and everything? And maybe not to be too, like, just be yourself, you know? Don't, you know, like, you don't have to impress anyone or anything like that. And, like, I feel like you'll have more, like, boundaries of, like the last caller, you know, like, I feel like maybe this will be for a lot of people, a lot of empathic people, is, like, we're going to know more about where we stand and the other person is. So a lot of times with the empathic people is we're always so inclined to, like, try and help everybody. And then a lot of times when we have friends like that, a lot of times our friends, sometimes we don't know, like, it just seems like we're giving and giving, giving. They're not giving hardly anything. So we're like, is this a friendship? What is this? And then they pull away. And then, you know, it's like, what did I do? Did I do something? And it's never you. It's always them, because it's like we're giving to them because they don't want to give themselves. And that's what you're going through now, is like you're realizing that you've been giving so much to them. Now it's time to give to you. And then when you really, really give to yourself a lot and you really become really clear about who you are and what you need, you will have friends that are equally in that same space and will be equally supportive of you as you are of them. And it won't be like you, like, you know, like throwing yourself in front of a truck for somebody and they're like, oh, thank you. That was really nice. See you later. But it'll be... Yeah, it'll be more like, I honestly feel like I see this clearly, like this really, really sweet, young, kind of like hippie girl come into your life, and she's really cool and really open-minded, and I feel like she's really going to help open your mind to new things. And I kind of feel like you're gonna go through like a period of like being like a gypsy a little bit. Like, I feel like you're going to go through like this period of like all these new things and, like, you know, just totally different thing you're not used to. Like, it's very, very different. And I feel like it'll happen quickly. What's your birth date?
I was going to say, no, that's really good for me, because that's going back to my roots. I'm Aquarius, Libra rising, February 7th.
Yeah, that totally makes sense for you. You know, we're in the age of Aquarius, too. And, you know, it's like, yeah, you're... Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really in Aquarius right now, but, you know, it's really, energetically, I feel like you need new things, and it's coming. And, it's weird. I get this feeling of, like, you, like, tossing everything off that used to be old and just jumping in, you know, and just kind of skipping along. Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
I'm getting impatient about it, because... The last one that pulled away, the friend, was like a long time thing, and then I'm getting I'm getting accused of not doing what I was doing, and I'm like, oh my God, this has got to be like a communication thing going on. It's just, oh wow, yeah, I'm trying to be positive about it, but then rather than going out, I was trying to go out of my way to go out of the house. I've been trying more to stay in, so I figure out what it is, because I can't really figure out what it is I want right now.
Well, you know, what I feel right now for you, and this is really powerful, very, very powerful exercise, and I feel like, especially since you have Libra rising, it's really, I think it'd be powerful for you, is like, and every morning, find things about you to be thankful for. Like, thank you. Thank yourself for being there for you, because
mm-hmm.
there's no one else there for you. So it's,
right.
it's an interesting process, and it's very effective. And just find things to be thankful for yourself. Just thank yourself for being you, because you're an awesome person. And really, really feel that gratitude inside of you that is divinity. You are divinity expressed through a human vessel. It's an amazing thing. So tremendously amazing. We are always just scratching the surface. That's the other interesting part. We are always just scratching the surface. We have no idea what's coming yet. No idea. And all this stuff that we perceive that's necessarily bad is just literally our this old paradigm, this old dimension falling away, because we have to realize at some point that we literally are divinity in a human body. And all this old stuff of, like, it's basically just stuff that we haven't really recognized and really gave attention to, like I've been recently posting stuff. It's like, you know, if someone's arguing with you, if you really look at them in appreciation and awe and thankfulness, even if you literally just say, thank you for expressing your opinion to me, I really appreciate it, they'll literally just stop maybe mid-sentence and look at you funny. Or they'll just kind of stop talking so much, you know, because that's everything's asking for love. Everything's asking for attention. And if you feel upset or sad or something, if you just really go inside and thank yourself for feeling that way, showing yourself, it's like a part of you is showing the higher you how it's feeling. And when you can look at it, say, thank you. Thank you so much for showing that to me. I really appreciate that. That so much energetically in you shifts. It's such an amazing thing. And, like, I've been doing this for a while, and it's literally mind-blowing. And I you know,
okay.
I came, it really works. I mean, it's an amazing thing. So thank you for calling, okay? And good
luck.
Thank
you very much. Bye. Thank you for your interest. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. We got a few more seconds left, but I'm going to take another call. Okay. 415, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. I think it should let us go longer. I just wanted to get to everybody. How can I help you?
Anybody, you know, on the other side of the contact.
Oh.
And for me, a personal question would be about making, I moved a bit ago to a new city, and I still haven't met a group of friends yet. So finding my friends.
Okay. All right. Well, I see like a gray haired woman. She has like, her hair's kind of a little poofy. I feel like she's wearing, sounds like she's saying ribbons. I don't know what that means. I feel like she's connected to a dog. Looks like a black and white dog, maybe. Feels like it's part black, and I don't feel like it's all black. But what I feel like is she was quick, maybe. Like, I feel like she's saying, snapping her fingers for some reason. She's wearing blue. I don't know what she's wearing blue for.
Is this for someone who's passed that you're seeing?
Yeah,
that's
Patty?
My mom.
Was her name Patty? Is she connected to a Patty?
No, it was an M. It was Margaret.
Was she connected to a Patty? Did she know of a friend or a family? Okay. Do you know a Patty?
I don't.
Okay. Maybe you'll meet someone named Patty that you'll really connect with. Because that was really weird. I saw her and I kept seeing this name, Patty. And your mom is like, I feel like your mom was like, you really looked up to her. And I'm not just saying that because she was your mother, but I feel like there was something about her that you really admired. And she was honorable. She was an honorable woman, and she was proud of who she was. And she didn't take anybody's crap. Wow.
Right.
Boy.
She was ahead of her time, you know, as far as a career, you know, yes, having a kid and having a career, she was way ahead of,
Yeah, she really said what was on her mind. Oh, boy. Wow. Oh, boy. Yeah, she did. She said, but, oh, boy, I'm gonna tell him what I have to say. I'm going to say what I have to say. Yeah, you know, she really knew how to speak her mind. Like, that's pretty sweet. Yeah. Very ahead of her time even now. Even now, she'd still be ahead of her time. Although I don't feel this whole time of not speaking will last much longer. I feel like it's about to stop anymore. People are about ready to start really speaking out again.
Mm-hmm,
it's starting.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, I feel like that she's trying to tell me you're going to meet someone named Patty.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to meet her while you're walking or something like that, where you're just, like, kind of touring the neighborhood, and I think you're going to meet her that way.
Yeah,
honestly,
I do that.
Honestly, met the best friend
That's
I've ever met.
That's my exercise. That's funny. Yeah,
I just
I
want
walk
to share
every
this
day.
Really quick with you. You live in San Francisco, right?
Correct.
Or maybe you used to.
Because
you're 415.
Yeah.
Because I used to live there. So did you just move there or something?
Yes.
The funniest thing happened to me, honestly. I lived there for 3 years, right? I came from Ohio. I'm in Ohio now. But anyway, I'll tell you really quick. I was walking down the street. I had no friends, really, and I really was kind of desperate to meet someone. And I just was, like, literally walking. I was at Walgreens on, like, I don't know, I think it was Mission Street, or I can't remember exactly, something like that. Yeah, it was Mission Street, somewhere on Mission Street. But I'm walking, and then I saw this girl walking out of the smoke shop, and I looked at her. I was like, I just said hello, and I just started talking to her, but I had the funniest feeling, like, I should just talk to her, you know? So if you just follow your intuition and just, you know, maybe that's what will happen for you. But literally, she's like the best friend I've ever had. But the weirdest thing is she passed away, which is really odd because I only hung out with her a few times. But she left such an impact on my life that from her meeting me, I will, like, do very well for myself because of just what we shared together. It was just really... I can't really put that into words how amazing it was to have spent time with her. She really was an angel on earth. And, you know, sometimes people like that in our lives, they just inspire us just to live more, really just live better, just, you know? And so, like, she wanted to write comedy, and I did too. And it really surprised me because I'd never met a girl that wanted to write comedy.
That's random.
I was really inspired by that. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. Like, I just met this really good girl. But anyway, you know, like, so, like, I'm saying is that you'll definitely meet some. And San Francisco is a great place to meet. Those people are beautiful. Every person I've actually met was really cool. Like, I can't say a bad thing about anybody I met. I thought they were all great in some way. I don't know. It's a really beautiful city. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's been very cold. This is like the coldest summer in 50 years or something, so. This summer's like blah.
Hmm.
But, okay, it'll turn around.
So you just moved, so you've never been to San Francisco before?
Oh, yeah, I did live here before. It was, you know, a while ago. After college, I lived here. So I have a couple friends from the first time I lived here.
Good.
But, yeah, I know, like, 5 people, but I can't just see them every time, you know. They have their own things going on.
Okay, I'm just trying to think of stuff that you could do, but I can't even remember. I mean, like, for me, like, I like to hate a lot. Well, you know, you were familiar with San Francisco, so you probably, you know, you've been there.
Yeah, I'm pretty active, you know. I do different meetups. I do different hiking meetups.
Oh, yeah, fun. Okay. Yeah, I definitely feel like, you know, you're going to get out, you're going to meet some people, and I feel like what I'm getting is, like, when you go out in nature, for some reason what I'm getting is, like, you're really clearing out a lot of old stuff. And I feel like I was saying before, like, you're really coming into this new place. And hippie people, like, in San Francisco, I didn't even know. But, yeah, I mean, you know, like, I definitely feel this is a whole new ball game for you. And I feel like things are just going to get better and better, you know. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay. All right. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, and this is the end, folks. The end. The very, very, very end. Not taking any more calls because I went over the time. And I'm done. But it was fun. It's very fun. So if you care to join me, we'll do this next weekend at the same time, Saturday, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern. I think that's 10 a.m. on the West Coast. Okay, I got to go, everybody. Sayonara. Have a good weekend, and I love you. Bye.
Love you, Jamie.